Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seers.
Bye.
strong in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand the for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host for part three by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And this is going to be a pretty long series because we got to untangle some things that have been here from you since the foundation of the world. So we want to walk it down and give you a sound foundation. A sound foundation when you run into names, you be clear what they mean. And when they change the name, you be clear what they're doing when they change the name. Got that? Good. We're going to throw it out on the international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number three of this brand new series. And on the international side, all the spots are spilled. All the spots are spilled on the international side. So that's 195 international countries. You got a representative from all over the world that's listening to this worldwide broadcast coming from the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. And we're splashing out of New York, New York on the international side, 111-783. 111-783. We're going to bring our elder in and we'll take a look at a couple of these memos, and that's a very, very, very interesting memo we just have received. If I have a light woman, can she be helped? Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you got a light woman, but she got to recognize she's a light woman to be helped. And that's why we have to get the fathers in line to understand one thing. If you got a light woman, yes, she can be helped. She can be helped according to Scripture. And we might take a look at that a little bit of that about having a light woman. Might take a look at everything, but one thing about this is a brand new series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe O-Y-H-D-H. So let's see if we bring our elder in, 195 international countries in, 111-783. Let's see if we bring our elder in, and he's going to tell you all about this broadcast and how to do the right thing according to Bill Says Yahuwah. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kills, Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, L.C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. I mean, Brother Mr. Kills. Well, I'm always excited to come for this national audience, and these memos are coming in, and they always will direct something, but we prepare to do our part. A man can only do what he can do, and we're going to do our part in thus says Yahuwah. 195 international countries, 111-783 is flashing. Take your time, Mr. Kilson. You do your part. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious number of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, which is 111,783 listeners. And by now, I think you all know that I always say this is a good thing. But what's not so good is the people that generally come that listen to the word, they come to defy the word, sometimes in the temple, sometimes at work. It's amazing how many people that you can see that finds justification in non-Yahqwali ways, trying to pull you away from the scriptures. But as long as you stay in the Bible, they can't duke you up. And actually, I run into this quite often, which I've mentioned to several people in our ministry. You'd be surprised the people that when they know that you have studied the word of Yahqwah, how they try to pull you into their own misguided teachings. And I truly know that of all the people that are listening, most will understand, some not believe, others confuse, or will not accept the words of Yahqwah without proper teaching to define, you know, what we're saying. Because it has already been known and written in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 20. It says, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a multitude of sins. And that's a good thing. You want to reach out there and try to make waves to get everybody to bounce in the right directions. This is why we come to you with the truth as it's written in the King James Bible. And this is the one that we use to get our reference from. Although we were speaking earlier, there's about almost 900 finished or unfinished versions of the King James Bible today as we speak. Because we know if people change or they convert the truth into good-sounding lies, that's right, you got some that tell lies out there that sounds just like the truth. But look what it tells us about these people in the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 21. 21 says, the words of their mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart or mind. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poisons. And I hear some of the stuff that's coming into my ear. It definitely doesn't sound righteous. So out of the 100K plus, I figure if we could only help one out of the 100K, we've done our job. But guess what? If we help save more, we might actually hear what it tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Verse 21. 21 says, his Yahqwah said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things, and unto the joy of thy Yahqwah. So there's a lot that's done to impede our progress. And like I said before, at work, in the temple, on the streets, even in different restaurants, backbiting, phone calls, mental distractions, even trying to lead us astray in Yahqwah's words. Well, it won't work. Why? Because we stick with the words that is written in the King James Bible. Our ministry may be like a dot on a white piece of paper, if you can imagine that. But with the six camps that are working in unison, that size has now increased with C. Royal's attendance. That's the people that's listening. That dot size on a piece of paper now is looking checkerboard. All on one accord in Yahqwah's word. That's exciting, isn't it? So when teaching Yahqwah's word, you will make enemies. That's true. And believers, because it's told us in the book of St. John, chapter 15, verse 20, verse 21. 20 says, remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teachings, they will obey yours also. 21. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. Well, you have people that's arguing over the words of Yahqwah. They're trying to tell you, oh, what is that? They're actually reading the words of Yahqwah. It even says it in the books that they're reading. Some of the Hebrew scriptures, but yet instead, they read right past it. That's a terrible thing. This is why that we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusing misteachings and Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word and connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you all have not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you have found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. For the members that don't know, it's Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under a big lion, going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7. And verse number 8, verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. But also remember what it tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have ye robbed me? In tithes and offerings. 9. You are cursed as a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So we have to remember that when you build in the ministry, you have to build it with Yahuwah in mind. Also, we use these donations to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. When you're there, also don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, if you need to email us, we do have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, put in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day, actually, that you would like to listen. Now, another note for your learning. We're also on, after the normal broad talk and during the normal broad talk broadcast, we'll be simultaneously transmitting our ministry on PAL Talk. On PAL Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topics or multiple, I would say, no more than two text questions answered, although we've seen multiple come before, and either we're forced to block or restrict the misuse. And if teaching ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on PAL Talk. Remember, Yahuwah be with you all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." You have to remember that when you're listening to Yahuwah's word, you have to try not to win a bump the gums contest. You miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, we can do that by keeping your Bibles open. Get that pencil or pen or tablet. Take notes. We cover a lot of information in a three-hour program. Pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder Mr. Kim, that's excellent. Again, we look forward to hearing the bottom part of your conclusion, then, and we know you'll be here and know what your pal talking, and I will definitely come into the room, but for one reason only, to take notes. I'm a great note taker, see, right, and that's why we know this ministry has been picked, because this ain't something that we just picked up on being a great note taker. We go a long way back in being a great note. To really get to where you got to get to, you must first be a great note taker. Because in them notes, when you writing stuff down and Yahuwah give you that increase, because he told Moses some profound things. As a matter of fact, we might read a little bit of that in a minute. So one thing about it, the key to it, you got to be a great note taker. And if you feel that you need to work on that, the man is not going to use you unless you are a great note taker. You just can't just sit there and say, well, I got it all in my head. No, 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 no. You have to do it exactly the way he told Moses and everything else. And if you follow the instructions, you're going to be all right. And I'm going to tell you something. And you will find out up the road how all this is going to come to help you when you on the clock by being a great note taker. Just don't be just a great listener without taking notes. Always spread your books out. Take notes. Very important to do so, because the information we're going to be bringing out is for your learning. Especially are you a member of the Sixth Anointed Camp. You must take great notes, because in advance, the information will be how you tie everything in and to catch something right away. But if you don't take no notes on it, you just go try to mimic it in your brain, it don't happen like that. So when I come in every class, every setting, I always have me a blank sheet of paper, because I love to hear something, to tie in something. And that's the key, see, right? For the job that's ahead of us, you must be a great note taker, where you always can refer back to your notes on whatever subject it is. Don't take this for granted. The information we're going to bring out, we're going to lay it out soundly from the foundation of the world. We're going to walk it right on up and show you when every move they made, it's been put into the Sixth Anointed Council. So every move the world have made and walk it right down and put it right in your lap. So it's up to us to be prepared to be able to assimilate this information when we on the clock. He said, no, that's not correct. And before they said what you mean is not correct, you tell them exactly where to go and take a peep at some things. And once you know that you have, well, whatever, correct that point, and they see in their mind that is incorrect, it's up to them to make adjustment on. We'll leave that just like that is right there and bringing Brother Yahya Israel. We'll get something going on. I'll tell you something, see, right. It's a big job ahead of the Six Anointed Camp, but one thing about it, if you just going to take note, you're not going to take note, and you're going to sit there and right back and listen, you're going to go wrong. I'm going to tell you something. And taking notes is an art. And I'm telling you something. If you take notes, Yahweh will step in and help you. If you take notes, that's all I can tell you. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going up with Brother Yahya Israel, and we're going to bring him in. We'll get something going on part three as we are the biblical mysteries of the Bible by the tribe of Yahya, featuring from whatever, voices of the Jewish life. All that goes together in that tribe of YHDH. Got it? Good. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahya Israel, tribe of Yahya Judah, Yahweh be to that seed right.
God bless you, see Israel. The sea royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahya Israel. We're gonna get something going on and I know you picked over a little some articles and like that. I don't know when we're gonna get at it, but we're gonna definitely tie some things in, but we gotta lay a profound foundation. We got to make sure we got a profound foundation. And then when we get to rolling, it's going to unfold itself. And that's why it's very important for the Six Anointed Camps that will be called sooner or later. They're going to be called out to the level. And you cannot get intimidated. You got to be able to study your notes and make sure you got all the numbers, those that's within the Six Anointed Camp, and always give one another a good word, at least once a week, not give me one. So we're telling you, see, right, it's going to show up on you. And remember, somewhere in the broadcast, remember the mothers will come on, the mothers out of Camp 1, they will be on the network, and they'll give you whatever wisdom that the Almighty have put on them to tell this national order, because the mothers are very important. They can save you many headaches if you pay attention to the mothers of Israel. We got mothers in all six camps. Keep one thing in your mind. When you listen to wisdom, you listen to Yahweh. Keep that in your mind, because he is wisdom. All right, so when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahya Israel, Yahweh be to
that seed right. God bless you, see Israel. Let's see right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that Brother Yahya Israel. You know, I got some memos on tape, but I'm going to take care of one of them. But right now, I don't know where I'm going to get to, but we're going to get something going on. How about let's start with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahya Israel. Let's see if we get something going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's the way it is, see, right? But the righteous spirit must follow orders. And matter of fact, we open up in the book of 1:14 of the book of Hebrew and 2:2 of the book of Hebrew, included for Hebrew. Let's open up right there for a minute, because keep one thing in your mind. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. But we're going to throw three verses on the table, prior to you taking notes, especially the 6 anointed camps on the book of Hebrew, put a title called Hebrews 1:14, then go to 2:2, then back up and see where all that came from, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. That's three scriptures we're gonna throw on the table right now, and we'll take it from there. Hebrews chapter 1:14, 2:2, and Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. That's my final verdict, brother Yahdai Israel. You on the clock, come up.
The book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 14 reads, book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 14. Are they not all minister spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Mm-hmm.
Book of Hebrews 2,
for
verse 2.
The minister spirits, when they be released, they going to show up to those that will be heirs. They ain't got it yet. Of salvation. It will get you on the right track. What it say in 2, verse 2?
Book of Hebrews, the word in Hebrews 2, verse 2. For if the word spoken by minister spirit was steadfast, then every transgressor and disobedient received a just recompense or reward.
Mm-hmm. Now kick up the verse 1 real quick.
Verse number 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. He said, any time we should let them slip.
So I don't let this slip, see, right? Especially those that got a calling on them. Don't let this slip. Make sure you don't let it slip. Make sure you take notes. You know, and if you got a call, hey, sir, my name, what you doing? I got a couple of hours. Come on in, let me precept a little bit with you real quick. Come on over here. Let me get you a couple of dollars in your pocket. Let me bang some of these precepts on you real quick. Get some exercise in the precepts, Ray. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 7 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse number 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will tell you. He will show thee. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm gonna take a look at a name in a minute. But I want to know this name was famous by their name became famous by their occupation of what they was doing. But what they were doing, I won't know what kind of work they were doing, but they came famous. The five sons of Esau made the ones call themselves Phoenicians famous. By giving them that name, they became famous from what they found. The Phoenicians found, which is the Canaanites, they found a way to make big money. And we want to find out what do they find out how to make big money by going to the second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse 1. Let's find out what did the Canaanites pick up on to make big money. They picked up on something to make big money. Let's find out what it is by going to the and seeing, because see, we love to raise for. I'll listen to a broadcast, you know, and the same token was in the background. He said, how to get rich. I'm going to show you how to get rich. So the Canaanites seen how to get rich. And we're going to find out how did they get rich and what happened to them. We're going to the 20th chapter, we just for time, they're going to pick the verse number 4. Pick a verse 4 and let's read down and see exactly what did the Canaanites after then. Their name was changed by their occupation. And right now, all you hear about is their occupation, but you never know that their name was changed. So we're going to the second book of Adam and Eve and see what kind of occupation they had while they is so much known, even on they talked about they found writings of the Phoenicians in America. Well, that sounds good. But let's find out what they famous for and where they get it from by going to the 20th chapter of the second book of Adam and Eve, particularly verse number 4. What it says in verse 4 there, brother, you got here. Let's pull down until we get our point.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse number 4 reads. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse 4. Then he gathered companies upon companies to play on them. When they played, it pleased well the family of Cain, Cain, who inflamed themselves with sin among themselves, and burned as with fire, while Satan inflamed their minds one with another, increased lust among them. Verse number 5, Satan also taught Canaan to bring strong drink out of corn, and this Canaan used to bring together companies upon companies and drink houses, and brought into their hands all manner of fruit and flowers they drank together. Verse 6, thus did this Canaan multiply sin exceedingly. He also acted with pride and taught the family of Canaan to commit all manner of grossest wickedness, which they do not, and put them up to manifold doings, which they do not before. Verse 7. Then Satan, when he saw that they yielded to Canaan and hearkened to him and everything he told them, rejoiced greatly, increased Canaan's understanding until he took iron and with it made weapons of war. Verse number 8. Then when they were drunk, hatred and murder increased among them. One man used violence against another to teach him evil, taking his family and defiling them before him. Verse number 9. When men saw that they were overcome and saw others that were not overpowered, those who were beaten came to Canaan, took refuge with him, and he made them his confederate. His sin increased among them greatly, till a man married his own sister or daughter or mother and others of the daughters of their father's sister, so that there was no more distinction of relationship. They no longer knew what is sin, but did wickedly, and the earth was defiled with sin, and they angered Yahweh, the judge, who had created them. Verse 11, but Canaan gathered together companies upon companies, they played on horns, and on all other instruments we have already mentioned at the foot of the righteous mountain, and they did so in order that the family of Seth, who were on the righteous mountain, should hear it. Verse 12. But when the family of Seth heard the noise, they wandered and came by company, stood on the top of the mountain to look at those below. They did thus a whole year. Verse 13. When at the end of that year, Canaan saw that they were being won over to him little by little, Satan entered into him and taught him to make dyeing stuff for garments of diverse patterns, and made him understand how to dye crimson, purple, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So then, Satan entered into him, and he made, what again, Brother Yahdai Israel 13? You said, Satan entered into him, and Satan taught him to make, what he told him to make there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Second book of Adam and Eve, verse number 13, read.
13. Yeah, 13. Mm-hmm.
Satan entered him and taught him to make dyeing stuff for garments of diverse patterns. Made him understand how to dye crimson, purple, and whatnot.
So Satan entered into him, and Satan entered in him, but when Satan entered him, Yahweh say about that? That did what to him? And verse number, well, that was 10 or 11. That done what to Yahweh when Satan entered into Canaan and had him to change the garments to now make them red garments and purple garments. And let's see what did the writer write, how did Yahweh feel behind that move, that red garments and purple garments. What verse was that, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm taking notes, and I kind of got away from it because he was sounding real good to me. What verse is that done? What to Yahweh? What verse is that again? Come on.
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse number 10 reads, But did wickedly, and the earth was defiled with sin, they angered Yahweh the judge who had created them.
They angered Yahweh, that angered Yahweh that created them when they started doing sin. So sin is wicked. That is saying wickedness, sin. Now I need that word again. I made a note of it. Back up to, like I said again, you know, one thing about me, I believe my strong point is taking notes. I love taking notes. I know to take notes. Because one thing about it, I know if Moses and them taking notes, everybody, they always tell you spread something before and tell you to take notes. So, you know, I want to make sure I'm lining up exactly what's going on. Take notes. Now, come back to verse 7 again, because I've taken notes on 7, so it must be something in 7 that we need to hear again. I mean, not 7, 6. Verse 6. What does verse 6 say again there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse number 6 reads, Then did this Ganon multiply sin exceedingly. He also acted with pride and taught the family of Cain to commit all manner of grossest wickedness, which they do not.
Excellent. So sin brings pride, wicked pride. So sin brings pride. Yes, real nice. Real nice that Brother Yahdai is. And I also made a note, I wrote down verse 4. So what's in verse 4 that we need to go back over in verse 4? Adam and Eve, chapter 20, second book of Adam and Eve, verse 4. So we see Yahweh is very angry because they sinning against him, because this is not his foundational of the people's effect. But then all of a sudden, Cain got in Canaan and had him restored, doing some things, and Yahweh was displeased with him. Now I made a note on verse 4. Why did I make a note on verse 4 that Brother Yahdai Israel? What's in that verse 4 that we need to go back over? Come on.
The second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 20, verse number 4 reads, Then he gathered companies upon companies to play on them. And when they played, it pleased well the family of Cain, who inflamed themselves with sin among themselves, and burned as with fire, flamed their minds one with another, and increased lust among them.
Again, sin causes all that. So if any time you go against what Yahweh got on the table, that is sin, see, right? So Yahweh is displeased with sin. That's what we're seeing so far. Sin, see, right? Now, what is the biblical definition of sin now? Brother Yahdai Israel. And 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 4. What is the biblical definition of sin? So we find out one thing, what displeased Yahweh when the children of men start sinning against him. That's what he says. And we find out that You know, at this time, it was nobody called Shem, Ham, or Japheth. This is on the left side of the flood. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure it was Noah. It was even born at this time. So sin did not come in when Noah, three sons, and all that, everybody did was look back at the record. And that's the same thing we saying, look back at the records. But if the records in sin, then dismiss that part. If you find the record is not sin, then take hold to that part. What is the Bible definition when you sin against your mighty one? What is he saying there, Brother Yahya Israel? 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3 and 4 says what?
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 4 reads. The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 3. And every man and woman that have this hope in them, purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin, transgress also the Torah instructions. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
So, back to Adam and Eve. So what did Satan teach in 20 verse 5 to the, one of the sons of a man? What did he teach? What did Satan teach right here in 20 verse 5? What did he teach, Brother Yahdan Israel? Second book of Adam and Eve, 20 verse 5. What did he teach?
Second book of Adam and Eve, 20 verse 5 reads, Satan also taught Ganah to bring strong drink out of corn. This Ganah used to bring together companies upon companies and drink houses. I brought into their hands all manner of fruit, flour, and they drank together.
Verse number 13.
When at the end of that year, Ganah saw that they were being won over to him little by little, Satan entered into him and taught him to make dyeing stuff for garments of diverse patterns, made him understand how to dye crimson, purple, and whatnot.
Hey, that's out. So sin. So now if you show it, show if you got, if you walk around with you a red outfit on or a purple outfit on, understand one thing. You sin against your almighty Yahweh. Get it at that thing right. Satan enter into him. He got one thing going, then all of a sudden he got another. Now, come on. Can you look in your book and tell me the definition of whatever you got on the computer, the Phoenician? What is they for, and who is the Phoenician? Let's see what they famous for. We're going to see what they famous for. Brother Yahda Israel, the Phoenician. We leave that name like it is. You know, I'm always laying back with, you know, peeping at it real good. But see, like I say again, we probably the world of Yahweh have opened the minds up of those now. Now, since they have their computers and their telephones now, now it's not a thing we can bring out now, which is at your convenience to ask. If that's scripture in there, or whatever it said, if you know, if you have cocking eyes or whatever, now you can really be able to just check some things out. And we really can run a demolition on what we're going to do by you able to now to ask your phone, is it so, or go on your computer and pull up and see, is it so. Now we're going to look at these Phoenicians right here and find out what is they famous for. Let's see what they famous for, Brother Yahya Israel. See what you come up with on what the Phoenicians is famous for. Come on.
I'm reading from a online historical document from the World History Encyclopedia, and it reads, Phoenicians was an ancient civilization composed of independent city-states located along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, stretches to what is now Syria, Lebanon, and northern Israel. The Phoenicians were a great maritime people, known for their mighty ships, adorned with horses' heads, and honored their god of the sea, Yom, the brother of Moth, the god of death.
Mm-hmm. So we found out one thing. See, did not. Well, let me get in on that part, Brother Yaka. One thing about the Phoenicians, they was a great shipmaking. These is the one that's on record that was made ships, and they traveled all over everywhere. They got records of them being in every place, but not staying nowhere, but they every place. So they was a great ship building Phoenicians. Because they, and one reason they had a lot of gold with them, a lot of chump change with them, because they was famous on something, and that's why they become known as the Phoenicians. What was they famous for, Brother Yahdai Israel? Because the sins of Esau said, y'all so famous, we gonna call you by your occupation. Let's find out what they were doing there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can I get a little bit more there, Brother Yahdai Israel, on the Phoenicians?
The purple dye manufactured and used in Tyre for the rolls of Mesopotamian royalty gave Phoenicia the name by which we know it today. From the Greek,
hold on a minute, Brother Yahdai. You may have missed all that. Listen, filled up. Hot tea on my leg that time. What? You say they were famous for what again? What is they famous for?
The purple dye manufactured.
They is famous for making purple dye and saying purple dye, making purple roll, and they said that is what kind of word? What's the next word they say that is?
Royalty.
Ain't that funny? You mean, and this is going back to 3000 B.C. This 3000 B.C., you got Ham's sons, you know, his sons, his folks' sons, the Canaanites and whatever. This is way back. This is back in Noah's day. And so now you see, do you see why Yahweh even said this in the 9th chapter? So some things starting to line up. The Phoenician goes all the way back to the days of, I mean, and how they got that name. They had that name. They didn't get it right away now. The sons of Esau gave them that name, Phoenician. That's not their name. Because remember one thing, Steve, right? If you're going to understand your Bible, you got to follow instructions of your Bible in 1:16 through 18 of Numbers. You must follow instructions. When you hear a name called Phoenicians, they was famous for making purple robes, selling to every nation and told them, and they had a gift of gal to tell them, when you wearing purple robes, that is royalty. So that red now is in the mind of people today. When I got my purple on, that is royalty. See? We're in the mind of day. So now you read that where it comes from. The Phoenicians said, now read that again, what they said again. They said that purple gold is what again? Go back on it and bring one more time. What did they say when they make you a purple garment? What did they say you was wearing when they make the purple garments and deliver to your big dignitary? What did they say it is? Come on.
The purple dye manufactured and used in Tyre for the robes of Mesopotamians. Royalty.
Take that, sucker. Royalty. So you see them stood around in that purple? See, that's the mindset. That's royalty. Purple wine is in the mind of royalty. And we just found out where it came from. We got the foundation of the purple and the red. It come from the mind of Canute. And he got from Satan the devil. And then the Phoenicians picked up on it, which is the ancient Canaanites, way back in 3000 B.C. They started making the purple dye robes, and they was great ship makers. So they traveled to all through the Mesopotamian area, and everybody was, that was a king, he introduced the garments of purple and red, a scarlet colors, and told them you look good with that. Now, who on record have picked up on that we can read? Remember one thing, what we show you is what we all can read together. Let's go to the 17th chapter, End Time Prophecy, and let's see what John say, who will pick up on that and have it in front of your face all day long. Purple and red in your face all day long. And John is writing the End Time Prophecy. Let's run to the 17th chapter, pick at verse 1, and see who right now is the front runner on purple wine and red wine that we can read. 17, pick at verse 1 of Revelation.
Book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse number 1 reads, Revelation 17, verse number 1. Book of Revelation 17, verse 1. There came one of the seven ministers of spirits, which had the seven vials, talk with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit to the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy heads and 10 horns. Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, decked with silver and gold, precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication.
Ain't that something? You mean the Bible said it? So he said, now, who have picked up on this after the Philistines? Well, the same one that gave him the name called the Philistines, Esau and his five sons. They have picked up on that royalty, purple wine and red wine clothes. So they snatched that from the Phoenicians. So far, we all can read that together. So we see the Phoenicians is the one that, and they was praised to all of the nations of kings, and they present them and showing them their occupation was purple garment make. And if you in leadership role, this is what you wear because it makes you look good. So now we went to End Time Prophecy and saying now the purple wine was picked up by the same one that gave him the praises and saying it was royalty, the Esau and his five Roman, his five sons, and you can see that dress well on the Roman Catholic Church as we speak. Is that right? Well, you do not go to any, the cardinals wear, red and, you know, and purple. So you just, all you do, go find the Roman Catholic Church and see who picked up on it after the Phoenicians. But Jephthah made a statement about that. He told John when it's all been done, Jephthah Israel. See, one thing about it, we're able to read what Yahweh says when it's all said and done. Do we bring back certain things to our remembrance by looking at what he says in 18, verse 4, and verse 16 and 21? We just want to take care of a little bit of that just to make sure we clear that plainly. I got to put a rather that. In 2 Corinthians there, Brother Yahweh Israel, you know, this is what he says in 2 Corinthians. See, we're supposed to be able to make adjustments according to the Bible. And it tells you in the 13th chapter, verse number 8 of 2 Corinthians. Paul had the northern kingdom hemmed up, and he said something to them in 13, verse 8. And what did he say in 13, verse 8?
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 8 reads, Book of 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
So when the truth is on the clock, why stiff your neck up and come with a justification on the truth? See, that means that your spirit is not right. You cannot be with that kind of spirit. Once the truth is shown to you, you can look at the truth, there it is, and then you will snuff at it. You will do the Malachi 1:13. Why would you do a Malachi 1:13? What does it say, that brother y'all got? What do Malachi 1:13 say?
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 13 reads, Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 13. You said also, behold, what a weariness it is. You have snuffed at it.
It's don't snuff at the truth. Because if you don't get the truth and apply the truth, you lose. So don't snuff at the truth. So now, we know John in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1 is right in the hereafter. Now we go and read exactly what he's saying in the hereafter. You don't want to, like you hear on that one I say. You say, well, we need to now be on alert. We're looking for a person wearing purple clothing and a purple hoodie on his head. And we're looking to catch him because he done some wrong. We trying to apprehend him. Tonight, and now you know you heard it on that one I say. So you'll sit and you'll go and put purple clothes on and a hoodie, knowing that they might mistake you. You're not mistake you for something. So if you know already that they looking for somebody got purple clothes on and a purple hoodie on, why would you go out and put on the purple and the hoodie? Because you mess around and might get appetite and you can afford it. So now, well, you know, I'm going to leave my purple hoodie to the side today because they're looking for somebody. I'm doing some wrong, and that's the description they got. And I just put some purple on and a hoodie on, so I ain't going to do it because I don't want to make no mistakes. Okay, good. Keep that in your mind on that analogy that I put on tape. Let's see what it says in 18 chapter verse 4 and 16 and 21. Look what he says here. I mean, you know, say, look what Yahweh told John to write in Revelation chapter 4, 16 and 21. What did he tell him to write there, brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Verse 16 and verse number 21 reads, Book of Revelation chapter 18, verse number 4. Book of Revelation 18, verse 4 reads, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of here, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues. Verse 16, and saying, alas, alas, that great city, it was clothed in fine linen, purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Verse 21. And a mighty minister spirit took up us like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be blown down, shall be found no more at all.
They shall defile no more at all. What are they doing in verse 16? Well, what were they doing in verse 16? He said, now they will defile no more at all. He said, they going out in a bang. He said, I'm going to whoop them out. I'm not going to let them just ease about this. He said, now they going to have a mindset of what in verse 16?
Verse number 16, Revelation 18, verse 16. It's saying a lot. The great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold, precious stones, and pearls.
The same one that praised definition that praised definition about them fine purple garments. In 19 verse 5 of St. John, do you know what they did in 19 verse 5? They did something in the 19th chapter, verse 5. And let's go see what they did in 19 verse 5. We just read over there in the book of Adam and Eve, Yahweh was very angry because they sinned against him. They sinned against him. Then Yahweh came in the box. The people that praised the that praise about the Phoenician wearing that, making them nice garments. Look what they did in 19 verse 5. And you tell me what's going on. 19 verse 5.
The book of St. John, chapter 19, verse 5 reads, they came back where the sun fought, wearing a crown of thorns and purple robe.
And what happened next?
And Pilate said unto them, behold the man.
Here's y'all man that we got a thorn up, got thorn on his head. We're going to put a purple robe on him. And wait a minute. Back up now, brother. I guess I jumped the gun too fast. Back up and pick up verse 1. So they put a purple robe on him and put thorns on his head. And then the big dignitaries, big pilots say, behold a man. Now, Yahweh told you that purple and red is from Satan the devil. And the same one that praised, say it was royalty, the Phoenicians, right? The same one, now they got their hand on Yahweh the Son in 19 verse 1 through 5. And let's see what happened. Let's see what the Bible say happened in 19, 1 through 5.
St. John, chapter 19,
yes, sir. Yeah.
Verse number 1. Then Pilate therefore took Yahweh's son and scourged him. Verse 2. The soldiers planted a crown of thorns, put it on his head. They put on him a purple robe. Verse number 3. They said, hail, king of Yahweh Judah. And they smote him with their hands. Verse 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Verse 5. Then came Yahweh the Son forth, wearing the crown of thorns, purple robe. Pilate said unto them, behold the man.
Ain't that something? What happened again in verse 2 and 3 again? What they do? They took Yahweh's, the garment he had on, he was so far from purple that east meets the west. Because they put that on him, according to verse 2 and 3. But not only what they did to him, what else they do to him, now, according to the world society today, even the Catholic Church from the Phoenicians, purple and red is royalty. But look what they did to the maker, that told that watch Satan enter into, what's his name again? Canaan. Yeah, Canaan. They enter into Canaan and told Canaan, look here, Yahweh is very angry, so let's tear up a little bit more. I'm going to show you some more to make him even more angry. I'm going to show you how to make purple garments and red garments. See that? Verse 2 and 3 one more time. Verse 2 and 3.
The book of St. John 19, verse number 2. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They put on him a purple robe. Verse 3. And said, hail, king of Yahweh Judah. And they smote him with their hands.
They slapping him all in the face, kicking him in. You see what they're doing? They put the king. Say, here's y'all king. They put a purple robe on him, thorns on his head. So now you understand what Yahweh is saying. Now you can put this together when you read the 10th chapter, verse 13. Now you see what Yahweh is saying now in 10:13 of the book of Hebrew, called Hebrew. Now you see exactly You think he ain't forgot this right here, or he had him put it in the book? Now you can see exactly what he's doing now and why he said what he said and the Father said what he said right here in the 10th chapter, verse 13. Listen to what was said in 10:13.
The book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 13 reads, from his foot expected till his enemy he made his footstool.
He said, I got to have it. I got to have it. He said, look here, Father, I'll tell you one thing. I'm watching you real carefully, but I'm going to tell you something. I got to have it. He said, look here, the enemy is a sinner. I got to have it. And you know what he's going to say? He got it written what he's going to say. See, we even know what he's going to say in the book of Luke. See, this is why we know the sixth anointing counts is carrying his word. We even know what he's going to say in the 19th chapter, verse 27. We even know what he's going to say. It's written what he's going to say in 19:27. What did he say in 19:27? Luke.
Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 27 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse number 27. For those my enemies, which were not that I should reign over them, bring hither, slay them before me.
You see what we can read? So you see why we can read exactly what the man gonna do. When you sin against this man, we can tell you right now, you're not gonna make it. If you sin against him, you're not gonna make it. The man gonna do you some damage. He's right there. So he's right there. So if you love to wear purple and red, the man gonna get you for it. And when you don't read that, you're unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible, part 3, who doing it, tribe of YHDH Yahuwah. Who is these people? Six and nine account, who are they? Bosses of a true Israelite. You see that thing, right? It's up to you. And Genesis chapter 11, verse 3 says what? Make a song there, brother. Make a song 11, verse 3.
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous, Torah instructing keepers do?
See, if you ain't got your foundation, and then when the foundation come to you to make adjustment according to what you're looking at, it's up to you. So now you see where it started from the purple and wine clothing. And you see what's going to happen in the end. And he made it plain in 18 verse 4, the only way you can get out of this, you got to be 18 verse 4 Revelation. So he made it plain, it's up to you. 18 verse 4, it's up to you. What he's saying? And 18 verse 4 of Revelation.
Book of Revelation 18 verse 4 reads, and I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues.
You see that? That's all we can do. We can tell you what he's saying. And we can tell you plainly over in the 17th chapter, 16 verse 7. We can tell you plainly what it says in 16 verse 7. That's all we can do is tell you what the Bible's saying. What it says in St. John 16 verse 7.
Because St. John 16 verse number 7 reads. Book of St. John chapter 16 verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
The Comforter has came to you, representing the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelite. And how we know that? because we can read 14 verse 12. The comforter have came to you through the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. How do we know that? Because we can read 14 verse 12. Of St. John, because we can read it.
Book of St. John 14, verse number 12 reads, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So you see, the next time he come back is to fulfill the prophecy of sitting on the right hand and making his enemies his footstool, and bring before me and kill them before my eyes. Let me see them. Let me see the beat down. So, but right now he got a comforter in the midst of you called the six anointed camp of voices of the true Israelites. They have the message to help you. And when they show you what the Bible's saying, it's up to you to make adjustment according to the Bible. When you sin against the Almighty, he don't like it. When you're not doing what he got written, he don't like it. You're going to pay the price big time. And that's what the series is all about. Showing you exactly what happened. So now, let's run to Thomas, chapter 3. And let's find out what he said. Because, see, we got to tie everything in because there's a lot of things that's on the table we got to tie in. No doubt about it. There's going to be a long series. I'm telling you now. It's going to be a long series, but I'll tell you one thing. If you take notes and have big ears and little mouth and sit among the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite, you better help yourself and help anybody come in contact with you. That's your obedience. What does it say in Thomas chapter 3, verse 3? Thomas, verse 3, what does it say?
Book of Thomas, verse number 3. And they read, that's why the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
See, man, so you have to know yourself. You got to know what he told you to do and what he told you to do. Because he really didn't tell the other nation anything. He told you to do something. I mean, when you pick up with him when it's time upon it, he told you the do's and the don'ts. And he also told you in the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 10 through 12 something. He told you something to look for in the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. Listen good. What he told you to look for. Maccabees 1, verse 10 and 11.
First book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 10. Verse number 11 reads, first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 10. Book of first Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 10 reads, first Maccabees 1, verse 10. And there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus, surname Epiphanes, son of Antiochus the king, who had been a hostage at Rome. He reigned 137 years of the kingdom of the Greeks, five sons of Esau. It's number 11. In those days when they're out of Israel, wicked men persuaded many, saying, let's go and make a covenant with the five sons of Esau that are round about us. But since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow.
So, what are you telling you now? He said, now, when the descendants of Esau taking over power, wickedness increased. It was already wicked. But when the sons of Esau got into power, that's when, what do you mean you didn't hear that, WCC? We did hear that. Put that verse back on the table, that brother Yahdai Israel, and look for that real carefully. When sin multiplied itself, what verse is that? For the WCC, understand something, when Esau and his five sons got in power, he was already wicked. But when they got their hand on the wicked, I mean, Canaan only got it started. But when they got their hand on the wicked, because remember one thing, the purple robes and the purple garments was only in an isolated area. But God, no, look at him now. So when Esau and his five sons translate the day as the white man and the white woman got in power, what it was told in the book of Maccabees, what happened when the white man and the white woman got in power, according to the Bible? What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The first book of Maccabees 1, verse number 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves, so that they served after them many years, and evil were multiplied in the earth.
And evil was multiplied in the earth. He was already evil. But when Esau and his five sons got a hold to their position and extended the purple robes and the bad teaching, it multiplied. You know what a multiply is. You put five times five. God, no. Can I add it? I can get 10 if I add it. But suppose you multiply it. God, no. That's my penalty going to be. Yeah. When you multiply something, they said when they got into power, wickedness multiplied. That's big talk. That's big word. You see that big word is? See, we only plus stuff. But when Esau's sons get hold of anything, they multiply everything. You got it? Good. Yeah. We got that part. Now, for WCC, I'm going to answer that question. Now, the question was asked, if you have a light woman, if I have a light woman, can she be helped? Yeah, like I told you, a light woman can be helped. But she got to want to be here. She got to remember what's written in 32 verse 7. Now, WCC, we're gonna zero in on it, get it out of the way, but we can get on down the road. Yes, a light woman can be here, but she got to recognize she's a light woman. And the definition of a light woman is this, that don't fit what we're getting ready to read in 7:26. First of all, a light woman. Let's find out the definition with its opposite. And this is a woman that's not a light woman. Let's see what it says. Let's throw it on table. Let's throw 7:26 on table first. All right, WCC, you, all right. We'll take care of this right now. 7:26, let's see.
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse number 26, read. Sirach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7:26. What it says in 7:26, that brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26. Have you a wife after your mind? Forsake her not. Forget not yourself over to a light woman.
Can a light woman be here? Yes, she can be here. This is how she be here. She have to have a mind after your mind. That's step one. That means her mind must be according to your mind. And that's the seer saying, if you got a partner, a better half, her mind must be like your mind. So now when you meet your better half to be or whatever, the key to it is when they invite you over for a dinner. Well, okay, let's go out and have dinner. Now this is where you this is where you find out what kind of woman you're working with. Now once you find out what you work with, she can be helped. But it's up to you to know your role when she say, okay, well, I'm fixing a dinner for you, and a dinner is at 7 o'clock. So now you better go over the house and have dinner. Okay. Now, can she be helped? When you see the meal she prepared, spaghetti and meatballs, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, steak, rice. You got your first class light woman. That's a first class light woman. So now there you go right there. Because now this is on the table, and then you put peach carbonate with it by pouring a whole pound full of white sugar in there. Now you got peach carbonate to chase down what you just got. You got red beans and rice. You got spaghetti, meatballs, macaroni, cheese, and steak. Steak and eggs and potatoes. Steak, eggs, and potatoes. So you probably stay around for the breakfast. Now you got steak, eggs, and potatoes. All that, when you examine it, you got your first class light one. Now, can it be helped? Okay, good. Now, how do you help? What you do? After you show that meal to them, that's why I tell you, Sirach 6 verse 7 verse. What it tell you in Sirach 6 verse 7 verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel? 6 verse 7.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 7 reads, be at peace with many, nevertheless, have but one counselor of a thousand.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7.
Verse number 7. That would get a friend, prove them first. Be not hasty to credit any.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you get a friend, make sure you check them out. When you check them out, because you know when you meet somebody, you know you're going to have dinner, or they're going to make dinner or whatever. Or you, Mr. Ron, say you will make dinner, but 9 or 10 times it's all the way around. You might ask, what's your favorite restaurant here? All the way, you know, something like that. I'm a great cook. I learned from my mom learned from my mom. And then they cook, which I just got to saying, that's on the table. Now, could it be helped? It's up. We'll find out. Let's go to Psalms. And let's see. This is what you do. This is what you do, because if she's going to be out of your mind, then you must have Psalms 104. To put on tape. So you got a minute on honey bottle. What do you call them, honey? Honey. Yeah, I got a minute. Let's go to Psalm 104 and let's see what the Bible says in 104. Let's see what it says there in 104 verse 14. Then what you do? Could it be help? The first is you said, well, read that for me, honey bun. Read me 104. Verse 14.
Book of Psalms, 104, verse number 14, read. Because of the grass growth for the cattle, herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Herbs is for the service of man. Herbs is for the service of man. Service of man. You want the man to be servable, right? Then make sure he eating herbs is the service of man. What kind of herbs? It's back in Genesis 1, verse 30. What kind of herbs? What kind of herbs that you supposed to bring to the table? Because everything we just mentioned on the table and chicken and put all that together, it will cause you to not live out your days properly if you eat steak and chicken and all this other stuff go with it. They can kick it and all this right here going together. That's a light. Now you got yourself a light woman. But now, since you know you got a light woman and you see what she have the mindset to be like your mind, then you show her this right here. You said, baby, you read that? He said, yeah. Oh, herbs for the service of man. Okay, good. Then you might say, what kind? Then you take a 1:30. Let's see what it's saying 1:30.
Book of Genesis 1:30 reads, to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the earth, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Hey, now she read that. Now it's up to her to make the judgment. So now you know how to keep this man around. By feeding him some herbs. What color? Green herbs. Then you want to say, what else you put on that plate? Then you go to 78. You go, what else on that plate? So you got green herbs on the plate, and what else you got on that plate? So now you want to keep this man around. So you don't want to mess around. All of a sudden, you feel a tingle in his feet. The legs all stiffed up on him and everything. And now I'm feeling pretty good, but he ain't no count. Well, you know why he ain't no count? You don't stop. You got all his vessels stopped up. You got all his vessels stopped up. And like I said in a couple of lessons ago, imagine you're going to get a brand new car. You change the oil, but you put it in the garage and close the hood. I mean, close the garage door down. If you don't go and take that car and run it around the corner every now and then, over to 1-6 and on the camp and blow it out a little bit, although you changed the oil in it and all that, and it got a tank full of gas, but it's going to back up on you because you're not getting no exercise. So you got to exercise the car. So imagine you better than a car. So you got to exercise. So that man got to exercise. After that man don't got to eat all that good green stuff, you got to say, now you got to, go outside and walk to that cone and come back. What? Yeah, walk to the cone and come back. I'm trying to keep you around as long as I can. You can be a brand new, but if this thing stay in the garage and don't move, what do you think will happen? If I'm feeding you right, but again, when I get through, you goes away and lay down and that's it. No, you get up and go out there and put your snow boots on and walk, get to the corner and come back where you can breathe right. No? But you can get your breathing right. Walk to the corner and come back. Same way you do a car. If the car just sit there and you can't put it off into a Indianapolis 500 race, it's been sitting in the garage for the last, I eat good, but I don't exercise. Well, no, you can't do that. You got to exercise. But I can do a car. Test it out for a test ride. See? Same thing. So what else is in your plate in Psalm 78, verse number 24? Now let's see what the Bible said, what else be in your plate. So when it's time to understand, you got to step up, man, and show your better half to keep you around to make sure you you prepared to perform. Make sure they understand 78:24 must be taken. What it says in 78:24.
Look at Psalm 78, verse 24 reads. Psalm 78, verse 24. And rain down manna upon them to eat, and it giveth them of the corn of heaven.
The corn is what is a heavenly food. Corn purifies your blood system. When you're drinking a lot of spring water and eating your corn and getting walking to the corn and back, you'll be around a little bit longer than just spring water it up. You ain't going nowhere but no one to the couch and the remote. Same thing about the car. You got to take the car around the corner to 1-6 and on the couch and come, keep the car moving. Can it sit still, although you change the oil and got a tank full of gas in it? You got to do that, right? Got it. So now green food and the corn, you got to go. Now, if you got a light woman, she'll make adjustments. She's okay, baby. I see. Man, you mean if they mama taught me and her grandma, you got to put that to the side if you want me to move some furniture around, you gotta just file some book here. You mean if you walk to the Conan back and I feed you this right here, you move some furniture around? Yeah. Oh shoot. All right. Sounds good to me. Now in the 65th chapter, let's pick it at verse number 9. Let's find out one thing. And the water, you're talking about the spring water, see, right? So you got to have spring water. So see, key two, you had it freely. So now you're drinking spring water. So that means that coffee, all them pops, coffee pops. Well, you know, I'm going to drink me a zero Coke and all. No. Put all that down, see, right? No. No zeros and none of that. Leave that alone. You drink spring water. Or you drink herbal tea. That's it. Green water, herbal tea. That's it. Green. In the book of Psalms 65, pick at verse 9. And we show you what you look forward of seeing. If you apply all this, then although the snow up came and whatever, so now they put them boots on and go on down to the corner and come on back. Yeah, get to the corner and come back. I'm gonna have something waiting on you when you get back. Yeah. You can get that corner and come on back, you want. Yeah. But you got to force the issue. In 65, verse 9 down to verse 13, and what happened next?
The book of Psalms 65, verse number 9 through 13, read. Verse number 9. Now visit the earth, and war is this. Thou greatly enriches it with the river of Yaqub, which is full of spring water. Thou prepares them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Verse 10. Thou waters the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settleth the furrows thereof. Thou maketh the salt with shout. Thou bless the spring thereof. Verse 11. Thou crowns the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fat. Verse 12. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. Verse 13, the pastures are clothed with flocks. The valley also are covered with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
They shout for joy, and they also sing. Yep. See, right? You hear a lot going out, doo-wop, doo-wop. You hear all I do walking going on, St. Ray, if you just return back to the Bible. If you turn back to the Bible, you have a whole lot of do-wop in there. You won't hear a whole lot of, well, what's wrong? What's wrong with you now? You don't have nothing to say. What you gonna eat? That kind of stuff. See, you have some do-wop, but you gotta understand one thing. You gotta lay it out there. And now you're gonna do a full course. I won't put a full course meal together. Okay, well, let's see what the Bible tells you to put a full course meal together. We're going to Numbers and show you how to put a full course meal together. I want to put a full course. Okay, good. Well, let's see what the Bible says about a full course meal. You gonna put a full course meal together? All right. You want to be around and grow old together? Okay, good. Let's see how you put a full course meal together. Go to the 11th chapter of Numbers. And let's see how you put a full course meal together. Let's see what we can read about a full course meal. Verse 5. Well, I want to put a full course meal together for my Yahweh. Okay, we'll put a full course meal together for him. But make sure 11 verse 5 is talking about something. What does it say in 11 verse 5?
The book of Numbers chapter 11.
Numbers. Mm-hmm.
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse number 5. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Mizraim, through the word Egypt, freely. The cucumber, the melons, the leeks, onions, and garlics.
Ain't that something? You know, I heard Brother Young John say, he said, when the onions in there, you know, they bring it out the flavor. Yeah, I heard what you said there, Brother Young Guy. You know, when I'm quiet, don't think I ain't listening. I'm listening, taking those two. I heard you plainly. See, yeah, it's pretty good, but it's just better when it got the onions bring out the flavor. Hallelujah. Well. So, we should not be clear now. I'm checking that WCP. So now remember, a light woman would not make the gesture. But a woman after your mind, after you show up what to do to keep you around, will make the adjustment. Then they also will tell you put some boots on and get on down the corner and come back. And you even drag that cake you got on your back. Get on down to that corner and come back. You ain't going to eat all this good stuff and don't move. Imagine like a car. You got all the good stuff in the car and change the oil, got a tank full of gas, then you put it in the garage and close the thing down and say, it's all right. It ain't all right until you put it out there and move it around. So, you know, really, if you got a breathing problem, your foot all tingling, you got to do some exercise. Walk to the corner and back with snow boots on. Then you be all right. Got it. Good. Now, all right, we got that out the way. Then another thing we got to bring out on table there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's run to understand something, what he got written for the children of Israel. Never forget Numbers chapter 23, verse 23 and 24. There's something the children of Israel are supposed to never forget. If you know you Israelite descent, never forget what the Bible says out of the heavenly tablet in Numbers 23, verse 23 and 24. What does it say?
Book of Numbers chapter 23, verse number 23, verse 24 reads. Book of Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there are no enchantments against Israel, neither there any divination against Israel. Because this time it shall be said of Israel, and of Israel, whatever Yahweh wrote. Verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up themselves as a young lion. He shall lie down until he eat of the prey, and drink of the blood of the slain.
Hate that stuff. You say it will come a time now the children of Israel are going to rise up for the prey. Now, wait a minute. He made a profound statement that Brother Yahdai Israel. I got to get that again. He said so in verse 23. I want to pull it out. So he said, listen. He said it's going to be a ministry start coming and waking up the children of Israel. They don't know. I don't care what heathen they got out there on the table. Ain't nothing, no divination against you. If you got your Yahweh right, that's it. So you sit there munching that one-eyed Satan, no. He said, ain't nothing happening. But you got to have your Yahweh right. It is right there in verse 23. Read that again, 23.
Book of Numbers 23, verse 23 reads, surely there is no enchantment against Israel. Is there any divination against Israel? According to this time, it shall be said of Israel. Now, Israel, we'll have Yahweh wrote.
It's big time. So it's time for Israel to wake up. He said, because now the sign of Israel waking up, what will be the mark of them waking up in verse 24? What will be the sign we look for in verse 24?
Verse number 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion.
They're going to rise up like, what kind of lion above Yahdai Israel?
As a great lion.
And let's precept that your first Ezra, and how they going to be a great lion, 8 verse 3. First Ezra, 8 verse 3, how can they rise up to be a great lion? What's going on if we precept that to 8 verse 3 of first Ezra? What do 8 verse 3 say?
First book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3 reads. First book of Ezra, 8, verse 3. This is Ezra. Went up from Babylon as a strap, being very ready in the terrible instruction of Moses that was given by the Yahweh of Israel.
What kind of ready we going to be?
Very ready.
Very ready like a lion. You think a lion ain't very ready? I'll tell you what you do. You get somewhere close to where he can, you know how much he can run you down. Get close enough when he land back in the wing behind the tree on you. And you get in that break rank. that lion will get very ready on you. He'll get very ready on you. A lion gets very ready, and he makes no bones about it. He's the king of the jungle. He is in his mind saying he is. Because he got some Proverbs 30 verse 30 working with it. What does it say in Proverbs 30 verse 30 about the lion? What about in the 30 verse 30 there, Brother Yadai Israel?
Book of Proverbs 30, verse number 30 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse number 30. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turn him not away for any.
I mean, we ain't scared of you, WCC. Neither you, New York station. We're not scared of you. It's just your radio station. You call the shop. But we ain't scared of you. No. We ain't scared of you. No, we ain't. Because we know what it says in the precept of that lion ain't going to back down from any. We know what it says in Revelation 5:5. It's real that you get our point. Let's see what it says in Revelation chapter 5 and pick up at verse 5. What it says is end time prophecy, past 117 through 19 and 41. So this is end time prophecy, 5 verse 5. What it says in Revelation 5 verse 5, we read a little bit, you'll get our point. Brother Yahweh Israel.
Look at Revelation 5, verse number 5 reads. When the other said unto me, weep not. You know, the line of the tribe of Yahdai Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6.
Good. That's good right there. That's good enough. That's good enough. So now, the only one going to be able to bring this thing to you is ones out of the tribe of Yahdai Judah. That's it. And if the other nation want a part of this, they got to understand what's written in 31 verse 6. I mean 68. See, listen, we just come on the network. If you're going to make it, you have to play it by the rules that's written. And the rules that is written, if you're not of the tribe of Yahdai Judah, then here go your way back. And it's got to be explained to those that come to the Sixth Anointed Camp. The other nations of Israel, if you want to get straight, this is how you get straight by going to Jeremiah 31 and pick up verse 5, 5 down to verse 8. Let's even say it 5 down to verse 8.
Book of Jeremiah 31, verse number 5 through 8 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 5. Now shall ye plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. Planters shall plant, shall eat them as common things. Verse number 6, there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount of Ephraim, northern kingdom, shall cry, arise, Judah, and let us go up to Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, to Yahweh Yahweh. Verse 7, thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Israel, and shout among the chief of the nation. Bless you, praise you, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Verse number 8, you know, I will bring them from the north country, gather them from the coast of the earth, with them the blind, lame, the woman with child and her that traveled with child together. A great company shall return thither. Verse 9, they shall come with weeping and with supplication will I lead them. And I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, where they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, Ephraim is my firstborn. Verse number 10.
Mm-hmm. That's good. No, 12 and 14. 12 and 14.
Verse number 12. Therefore they shall come, and sing in the heights of Yahdai Judah, shall flow together of the goodness of Yahweh, the wheat, the wine, the oil, for the young of the flock and of the herd. Their soul shall be as a watered garden. They shall not sorrow anymore at all. Verse 13, then shall the virgin rejoice and dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow.
Mm. What did verse 14 say again?
Look at Jeremiah 31, verse 14. Now was saturate the soul of the priest with fatness. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahweh.
You don't want that? You don't want that? He said, this is when the joy will come for you. That's it for you, right? You don't want that? Isaiah 54, verse 17. Don't you? I want that. I want that. And you know you'll be hearing the mother shortly. And they're going to tell you they want that too. See, we got the balm in Gilead for you. It's the word of Yahweh. We can help you. So you'll be hearing the mother shortly. And they can help you. But you have to have an ear to hear, and you have to obey when the mothers speak shortly. Whatever Yahweh put on them, they're going to say something to you. It's up to you. We come humble. We can help you. We was created for these days to help you get on your feet. So when you see the truth come out, take heed to what we bring to you, because we laying it out for you, like I said, in black and white. It's up to you. Isaiah 54, 17, what does it say, Father Yahweh Israel?
Book of Isaiah 54, verse 17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. Their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh.
Do you know what he said behind that? He said something in St. John chapter 10 behind that. See, your precept, your vow. Hey, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. We'll make a couple hours. Yeah. Come over here and look on a precept, on a doctrine precept on you. Come over here and read this book. And I'm going to do some precept with you. Listen, see, right. When you precept the Bible, that's the game changer. If you got to catch the old neighbor going, when you come back, I got a couple of hours for you. What you want me to do? I want to just whoop you with some of this book every now and then. Come over here and sit down and read a couple of these verses with me so I can precept with you. That's it. Now, where I was at? What were we going to St. John for, Brother Yahweh Israel? St. John 10. Thank you, Brother Yahweh. In St. John chapter 10, it makes a final statement in verse 27. What does it say?
Book of St. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Verse 29.
The which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
And that's what we tell the best of them. You might go where the seats is more comfortable and the air conditioner and the heater are roaring real good. But when it comes down to the word, you're not going to beat the word out of the six of the cow. You're not going to beat the word. No. Mm-mm. You're going to lose. So we want you to go and visit. You can go visit Doc Cook if you got to do it. But when it comes down to the word, you cannot hold a counter to the sixth anointing counter of voices of the Jewish life. They use the proper name. They got them royal blue garments on and them white garments on feast day. And Yahweh be all over the place. You're not going to beat it. You're going to lose. Okay, you're up front. The whole world's got a 14 verse 9 to us. They bred to us. The whole world is. Why? Because we believe what Yahweh said. So now, with all that understanding, let's just come on in, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now what we got to do? Because we laying the foundation in take 3 and Psalm 50, verse 5 and 7. Let's see what got to be done. Let's see what it says in Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and 7.
Book of Psalm 50, verse number 5, verse number 7 reads. Book of Psalm chapter 50, verse number 5. Gather my saints, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse number 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even you, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So it got to be a gathering of his saints. Precept at 148, verse 14. So the saints of Yahweh says, for the six anointed camp, to gather the saints together. That's our mission. That's our mission. We're going to precept that at 148, verse 14, saying what?
Book of Psalm 148, verse number 14. He exalt the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the family of Israel, a people dear unto him.
Mm-hmm. So it got to be a great gathering, but it got to be the saints of Israel. So now the gathering, that means you have to have a 12-1 in you. I mean, we understand you got on the internet and Grand Style all and all, where we understand it. But the gathering got to be some 12 verse 1 and a closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll leave it like it is. We'll get ready to bring our elder back in, and then the Moses will address the nation shortly. Let's see what it says over in 12 verse 1. Now, this is how you gather yourself together. You see, he said, the one that made a sacrifice and made a covenant with me. He's looking for a sacrifice. Now, how you do the sacrifice and make a covenant with him? He'll tell you right here in 12:1, all you got to do is precept your vow. But they might ask you, well, what can we do? Okay, this is what you do in 12 verse 1. Let the Bible tell you what you're supposed to do in 12 verse 1. What is in that, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 12 verse 1?
The book of Romans 12, verse number 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
He said, make your body, you're not to hear on the network, make your body a living sacrifice. Body up, that's what he's saying. Your body supposed to be making sure your body gets to one of the six anointed camps and have big ears and a little mouth. Your body. Now when you're making a sacrifice to Yahweh, you will present your body as a living sacrifice. That's what Yahweh want to see. You want to see your body in the six anointed camp with big ears, little mouth, and then as they unfold, what you need to know, you know, then you saying one thing. When you leave, one thing I can say, I was in the presence of Yahweh. I've done it the way he told me to do it. I made my body a living sacrifice. And on that note, Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement? It is behind that. Come on.
Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out there. See Israel, a seed royal. Great work, King. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. We're getting ready to bring in our elder back with his closing marks, and we'll bring the mothers in. The mother will address the nation and give you based off what the Almighty put on them to tell you. You see, right, we come humble to tell you what you need to know, because that's our job, is to tell you what you should know. And that's what it says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Tell them what they need to know. It's up to you to make adjustments. So the mothers will be on shortly. Now we're going to look for our elder. And we give closing remarks on take number 3, and we'll bring our elder in, and our elder still. You're back on the clock for your closing statements on take 3. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I can say thus far was a quite great learning experience for most that was listening. It sort of reminds me that when I'm on my job doing technical work, which I won't get into, but it's very technical work that I do, I usually get someone coming to me telling me, oh, this is the way that you do it, and that's the only way to get it done. Well, sometimes when you reach into somebody's pocket and it hurts them, then they seem to learn. I said, okay, well, you're paying for the service. If you're wrong, you pay $5. If I'm wrong, I'll pay you $200. So let's prove it to see who's doing what. All of a sudden, the conversation changes. Because now when they look at what you lose or what they're going to lose, now all of a sudden they're waiting to listen. The mouth closes and the ears get big. This is what happens when I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, a teacher gains more experience by teaching. But a student can learn from a good teacher, as I always say, and possibly learning one day to teach themselves. And this shows well in all the five camps that teach. Even I have to admit, this also applies to myself when I was in technical training. I hated when a substitute teacher came to teach because the learning curve was not there. And I think most might remember that when a substitute come in. This applies and also in learning the word of Yahuwah. When you have a substitute of someone that's talking around the subject, the learning curve is just not there. So here's a few Bible verses to back up what I'm saying. We look in the book of Matthew, it's chapter 10, verse 24. 24 says, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Yahuwah. We look again in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 40. 40 says, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And again, another backup verse saying, explaining that. We look in St. John, chapter 13, verse 16. 16 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Yahuwah, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. So understanding what that means, you know, the son is not greater than the father, although he learned from the father, and he brings that word to us, which is the protocol of the Bible. The Father gave the word to the Son. The Son gave it to the men and spirits, the seers, the elders, to bring this good information unto you. So this is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums contest to try to get you to go in the wrong direction. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry, that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word and connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, as you just found out not long ago, foods that we just mentioned that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and now you have found out what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To get there on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big iron, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices, still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms when we read chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always say keep in mind that remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. that you give according to the Bible scriptures in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. This is for the note takers. And Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. We have another one, which is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our exciting program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, in the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or from that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-table topics that we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, who is writing Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topics or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue to teach our program on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. So don't forget, when you're trying to win at Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this particular time, so we can continue our learning, we'll keep our Bibles open, and let's see what our program reveals. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, we know we servants of Yahweh to help get the people that got an ear to hear back on the right track. And the only way you get back on the right track, the Bible will tell you exactly how to get them back on the right track. It's through the Bible. And see, one thing about it, we listen good, and then we know it's applied to you from the pages of the book by listening real good. I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to bring the mothers in, and they'll give you their thoughts for take number three. But I'm going to read a couple of verses here before we bring the mothers in, and they'll give you their thoughts on this national radio broadcast. I'm over here in 2 Samuel chapter 20, and I just want to read verse 16 and verse 19. That's what I want to read. And then what it reads, it says, in second Samuel 20, verse 16, it says, then cried a wise woman out of the city. Hear, hear, say, I praise you. Until Big Joab, the big general, come near him, that I may speak unto thee. And let's see what the big Joab, the big general, said in verse 17. And when he had come near unto her, the woman said, are you that big Joab, the big general? And he answered, said, I am he. Then said she to him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Ain't that something? So see, right, understand something. You got to be ready to hear, to receive the word from the wise mothers out of all the camps. But we come out the ones in camp one, and then we come up shortly. Let's read verse number 19. And it says here, verse 19, let's see what she says. I am one of them that are peaceable. I'm peaceable. And faithful, meaning I'm a covenant keeper in Israel. You see, you tell me to Big Joel. She said, I'm peaceful. And I'm a covenant keeper in Israel. That was his faith. What happened next? Then seek to destroy the city and a mother of Israel? Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritors of YHWH? See that? And Big Joab can clean. See, Big Joab can clean. The Big Joab can clean and deal with that. Now, I want to get that out the way. I'm going to get one more in. Now we go on to 1 Timothy chapter 5. And we, like I said, we'll see this there in verse 5. It tells you, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brothers. Watch this in verse 2. The elder women as mothers. So the same thing you do with the elders of the man, you do the same thing with the elders of the women. The elders, you do not rebuke them. You listen to learn, and it'll help you in time to come. Always you do not have to have a combat when they tell you something. Listen, saying, I will hear, and I will apply what you got to say. Verse 2, the elder women as mothers, and the younger as sisters with all purity. You got to see it, right? All right. Now, we'll give you a case in point. Now, we're going to find the mothers out of camp. We're going to bring the mothers in, and we're going to meet our mothers one at a time, and they'll give you whatever Yahweh will put on them to tell you on this national audience. Because, see, we got to remember one thing, see, right? We come humble because one thing about it. Everything is going the way the prophecy says is going. And that's why we got to feel what's written in the brain you and show you exactly where you at. I'm still always watching that one I say. So we're going to bring in Mother Z first. And when you meet the mothers out of camp one, Mother Z, tomorrow y'all got to do a loud voice there. Mother Z. Y'all quite busy at me, right?
Hallelujah, Israel, royal seeds. Yahweh bless and keep you.
Hallelujah. Don't worry, Mother. I'm just as nervous as you are, too. Because I know one thing. Anytime the mothers open, they might tell you something. It's a plus for those they hear. And I'm all ears to hear what the Almighty has put on you to tell this national audience. So take your time. I'm nervous, too. It's just about a 111,790-something in the room. That's all. People everywhere listen. They all is and trying to get in. So take your time there, Mother Z, and let the national audience hear what the Almighty will put on you to tell them. You're on the clock, come up.
But I would just like to say to the national network audience that I just you know, sometimes things happen in your life to try to throw you off from, you know, starting and, I mean, you know, doing what it is that Yahweh told you to do. And right now, this is kind of the way I feel. And, you know, earlier today, I had to just stop and get by myself, regulate my thoughts and get myself together. And I just want to read some of Psalms, the 51st chapter, because sometimes we need to ask Yahweh to do these things for us. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the 51st chapter of Psalms. Psalms chapter 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness, according unto thy multitude, for thy tender mercy. Thou art my transgression. Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly of my iniquity and cleanse me of my sins. Cleanse me from my sins. Verse 3. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins even before me. Even transgression and my sin is even before me. Verse 4. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speakest, and be cleansed with thy judgment. Verse 5. Behold, I will shake in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Verse 6. Behold, thou desire, trust in thy upward part, and in thy hidden part. Thus shall make me to know wisdom. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And I would just like to say, you know, sometimes we ask Yahweh to do things for us. And, you know, maybe sometimes when he's doing these things we ask him to do for us, we really don't understand. But I would just like to say, you know, we should be careful what we ask him for if we're not ready to accept what's going to come, because we don't know what Yahweh will do. And I just ask Yahweh to, you know, bless and keep me in his care. In the name of Yahweh Israel, the Son. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. Well, the bottom line is, Moses, you said it exactly the way Yahweh gave it to you, and that's what it's all about. One thing about it, we don't know, like you said in 7 verse 6, our time is always. So one thing about it, our time is always, we got to always be in position to help others, because any given time, Yahweh, he said in 7 verse 6, the same thing, our time is always. He said, he know his time, you don't know your time. So we should put most honest heed and doing the right thing, and that's what we tell the young mothers, the young children, the young daughters, the sons, and everything. Get instruction from the wise, and it'll help you on making mistakes as we make daily and cause the problem we got on us now. Now, I was asking again that, Mother Z. Now, we're going to look at Mother E, and we're going to bring Mother E in, and she's going to tell you what the thoughts that the Almighty put on her. Tell this nice and ordinary, so we're going to look for her on the network. And we'll see if we find Mother E. We'll look for her on the network and see if we find her. And when you meet the mothers, Mother E, we're going to bring in answers. She come out of tribe of Yahweh Judah too. Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh BJSC Rush. M Mother E. Yahweh Bidrel Sin Roy. What's wrong at WCC? Where's mother E at?
You said get to the phone.
We're bringing in Mother E.
Mother E.
Yahweh Bidrel Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, Spirit Israel, of Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why, Mother E? Well, you know, our job is to win and help souls. That's our job. We got a job to do, and we try to win and help souls understand and able one way back. Through Yahweh. And your prayers, you make it plain to tell us we need Yahweh. He don't need us. So we need him. So and he telling us that I am with you, but you gotta get me right. So give me the microphone, Mother E, and tell this national audience what Almighty have told and put on you to tell this national audience on tape 3. Take your time and the microphone is all you and come out.
I would just like to say to the national audience that we have to understand this word. And I'm going to be Isaiah 55:1-2. It says, "Ho, everyone that is thirst, come to me to give water. And he that has no money, come by and eat. They come by wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is not hearkened guilty unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul like itself in fashion." But I would say to the national order, why do we pay people to tell us stuff that's not with Yahweh? Why do we spend our money for that? Why don't we go to the temple somewhere where Yahweh is, and learn what he wants us to do, and do that, and not be spending our money to these people telling us, like these people that can tell us what they call them, people that can tell us. So why do we spend our money going to them to tell us stuff, and they don't get it right? But we need to go to a temple, like David said, when he went into the temple, he understood. So that's where we have to go to the temple to understand what Yahweh wants us to do and what we're supposed to do. Because if we don't learn that, then we ain't going to be just spending our money for now. And in the end, where we going to be? We ain't gonna have nothing for Yahweh if we just keep spending our money to them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to Mother. That's excellent. Because see, Yahweh has blessed us to have 6 locations to come to that you can sit down and you can learn something. But you have to have a right spirit and understand one thing. We're doing this because of one thing. He has chose this ministry to help you understand, and we'll show you what the Bible's saying. So that's what it's all about. Show you what the Bible's saying and understand one thing. We're in order according to the Bible. When you see us, we got our royal blue garments on Saturday. On feast day, we got our white garments on with them blue ribbons. Yahweh said that's an order from him. He don't want ordained fringes and the blue garments. And you see what happened when the sinners of Esau put it in a purple garment, They done it. That's the mark. So we got to understand something. That purple and red is the Satan, the devil, of best outfit, the counterfeit, the royal blue garments and the white. So you got to see through it and step into the place that I'm going to do Yahweh's week. So we're going to get to another mother out of Cameroon, Mother D.F. Israel. And she'll get in that microphone and tell you all about whatever the Almighty put on her to tell this national audience. So when you meet the mothers out of Cameroon, what about our voice you say? Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that scene right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we know we trying to win souls to help souls to understand it ain't but one way back to this man. According to what we read out of this Bible, and as all, we not going to try to beat nobody in that bumping arm contest. But they got time to come up to hear what the Bible says. That's what we are equipped to do. So you get that microphone and tell this national audience whatever the Almighty put on you to tell them. You want to clock them out.
Well, I want to speak on concerning the dietary law. This is what Yahweh led me to do. The righteous spirit led me to this. And on Leviticus chapter 11. Verses 1, 2, 3, 7, and 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron on, saying unto them, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Okay, verse 3. Whatsoever part is the hoof and is cloven footed, and choose the cud among the beasts that shall be eaten. Okay, verse 7. The swine, the pig, though he divide the hoof, cloven footed, yet he choose not to cud. He is unclean to you. Verse 9. Though these shall you eat of all that are in the water, whatsoever has fins and scales in the water, in the sea, and in the rivers, them shall you eat. We know only gave this to Israel. He says, speak to the children of Israel the dietary law, not to the 17 nations. Israel, we are special peoples to Yahweh. So we have to keep his Torah instructions and depend on Yahweh. And I thank Yahweh for his Torah instruction and allow me to understand the do's and the don'ts and giving me the strength to accept. So I thank Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, and then one thing, mass and audience, you will be hearing the mother. Every time you hear the seals of this broadcast on, somewhere in the broadcast, you will hear the mother getting your thoughts. She said, right, don't take this for loosely and don't take for granted. What we come to do is put you on the right track. And we've been told to put you on the right track, but all we can put you on track is tell you what this man is saying. You take heed. You be like the big general, Big Joel said, the big general said, she said, I'm a mother in Israel. She said, would you hear, big general? He said, yeah, I hear. Yeah, I'm with you here. And that's the same thing I tell you, see, right? Take heed of this broadcast, the Connors broadcast. We're here to get you on the right track because we got an option to do it. an unction from the Almighty to do it. So take heed to it. You know, we don't come with no pride or puffed up spirit. We come for one reason, to teach you thus says Yahweh. All right, good enough. So we'll get a couple scriptures in, and we'll close out on this, and then we'll stay on the Power Talk. And any questions or comments, you can go on Power Talk and listen. So we're going to come back and find Mother E. And we're going to bring Mother E back in. As a matter of fact, we're going to piggyback off of what we just got to hear. Let's see if we piggyback Mother E. Let's go to Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27, 28. And Mother E, I think you're ready to have me. Leviticus chapter 11, 43 through 47. Wait a minute. Let's see what it says, Mother E, in Exodus 34, verse 10, 27, and 28. Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
Take it through. Yes, no.
Exodus 34, verse 10, then skip down to 27, 28. Let's see what that says.
Book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10, verse 27, and verse 28. Exodus 34, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all my people, before all your people. I will do marvelous, such as have not been done in all Israel, nor in any nation, and all the people among which you are shall see the works of the Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Verse 27. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, write these words, for after the tent of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. Verse 28. And he was there with the Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, the first time book of Moses.
So let's preach up that, Mother. And obviously he wrote on them and told them, this is what I want. Moses tells the children of Israel, this is what I want them to do. If they remain a covenant keeper, I'm with them. If they chose not to be a covenant keeper, I'm not with them. That's what he says in the vision you carries in the 19th chapter 3 through 8 of Exodus. Let's find out, Mother E, what position you carrying, because that verse was pulled. It was pulled from the 19th chapter verse 3 down to verse 8. Let's see what it says, Exodus chapter 19. 3 down to verse 8.
Mother E,
what
does it say? Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 to 8. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. And Moses went up to, Yahweh, and the Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall thou say to the family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bared you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 7, and Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their face all these words which the Yahweh commanded him. Verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So Moses, he turned all the words that Yahuwah and Yahuwah said they're going to be a peculiar people, but they might take that word as a evil way. So let's precept that, Moses, and find what that means by being peculiar people. Let's find what that means in verse 7, verse 6 of Deuteronomy. Let's see what the precept says when you call a peculiar people. What do that really mean? And Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen thee to be special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So just like the lion don't back down from any, that is our position. We special to Yahuwah, and we are above all people. Although they can find their $10, their $20, or whatever, but that's still going to do with Yahuwah's word. We are a special people to him, and we must carry ourselves to understand that we in the driver's seat. All we got to do is recognize we are special people to him. Modi of Israel. Let's see what it says in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 43 on verse 47. Let's see if we can piggyback off of a little bit. Come on. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 43 down to verse 47. Come on. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see if we start that again.
Are you kidding?
Yes, start again. WCC has something to say real quick. And they mute you and everybody to tell me something real quick. But you all right now.
Okay.
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 43 down to verse 47. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 11, verses 43 to 47. Verse 43. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled thereby. 44. For I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. You shall therefore sanctify yourself, and you shall be righteous, for I am righteous. Neither shall you defile yourself with any manner of creeping things that creeps upon the earth. Verse 45. For I am Yahuwah that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Yahuwah. You shall therefore be righteous, for I am righteous. 46. This is the Torah instruction of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moves in the water and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth. 47. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten.
Mm-hmm. So you got to make a difference. That's why you got to find out exactly what you're going to put in your mouth and what you don't put in your mouth. You know, I'm going to give me a itty bitty pieces of some hogs. No. You got to make a difference about what to put in your mouth and what not to put in your mouth. That's why you got to be instructed to know what to put in your mouth and what not to put in your mouth. You got to understand what is killing our people, and that is the dietary of the other nations. We get full of all that starchy food and beans and rice and all that. We all stopped up. It don't work for us. It worked for them. They got the cast iron stuff. But we don't. We go through all kinds of nations the way that when we eat like them. So we got to follow what Yahuwah is going to tell you. Let's precept that. The First Peter chapter 1, 15 through 20. Let's precept that, Mother D.F. Israel. First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 down to verse 20. Let's precept that and see how long we've just been talking about. First Peter 1, 15 down to verse 20. What's that?
First Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verses what?
15 down to verse 20.
First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 20. Verse 15. But as he which has called you is righteous, so be you righteous in all manner of conversation. 16. Because it is written, be you righteous, for I am righteous. 17. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judge according to every man or woman's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with, I can't see what they were, corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your tradition from your fathers. 19. But with the precious blood of Yahweh the Son, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. Verse 20. Who truly was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, so this thing was orchestrated by the Father. All this thing is understanding that Jesus going through the repetition of it. Now, the precept that he said was written, right? Mother of Israel, told us Deuteronomy chapter 10. I mean, Leviticus chapter 10. And that's not how he said it was written, huh? Let's go to Leviticus 10, verse 10 and 11. Let's find out what is written there. All this good stuff written. Let's find out about it by going to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. What does it say?
Is it Deuteronomy or Leviticus?
Make it Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Because it says it's written. Let's find out what's written. And Mother E, help me the 12th chapter, maybe the 10th chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 12 through 15, waiting on me. Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 through 15, waiting on me. Let's see what it says in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10 and 11, that Mother D.F. Israel.
Leviticus chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, verse 10. And that you may put difference between righteous and unrighteous, and between unclean and clean, verse 11. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
So we got to teach what is written on how to survive in these bodies until we shut down. We got to be teaching. We ain't got to be continue in this predicament we in. All we got to do is remember to teach. You see that the food that you've been, the processed food that they have made for you with all these restaurants, the business over like a set. Got coughing and doing everything. Out of all kind of pills you take. It's time for you to be taught about what to do. And then when he's told you do it, don't kick against the Bible when it's shown what to do. Mother E, what it says over there in 12, 10 through chapter 12, verse 10 down to verse 15. What it says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 down to verse 15. 12 through 15, what it says there? Mother E.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 15, verse 12. And now, Israel, put you Yahweh, your Yahweh, the cry of thee, but to fear the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve to Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your strength, your soul. Verse 13. To teach the Torah instructions of the Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day, your good. Verse 14. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heaven is the Yahweh, and Yahweh and your Yahweh, the earth also is all and therein. Verse 15. Only the Yahweh have the delight in thy father, who loved them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day.
Hallelujah.
We say he loved you and he have chosen you to be in a position called above. So now, mother, even that closing statement, go to the 14th chapter of St. John, verse 14, 15, 21, and 24 in the closing statement. St. John, chapter 14 and 15, skip down to 21 and 24 in a closing statement. Let's see it says in St. John 14 and 15, 21 and 24, and a closing statement come out.
St. John, chapter 14.
Verse 14 and 15. Then skip down to 21 and 24.
St. John chapter 14, verses 14, 15, 21, and 24. St. John chapter 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. Verse 5, book of Moses. Verse 21. He that hates my commandments and keepeth them, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loves me. And he that loves me to be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Verse 24. He that loved me not keepeth not my saying, and the words which he heareth is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
That's 24?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's 24. Well, how about a closing statement? That's 24. What you working with? Mother E, what about a closing statement on what you working with out of take number 3?
Okay, I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 15. I'm going to read a few verses. It's all answer turns away wrath, for the grievous word, the tongue of a wise uses knowledge. All right, but the mouth of fools was out foolishness. The eyes of the Yahweh are ever placed, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but a perverseness therein is a spread in the spirit. A foolish fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth the truth is prudent. Verse 6. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the residence of a wicked is trouble. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's words of wisdom again. So the bottom line is, see, Roy, we come humble. And matter of fact, our mother, D.F. Israel, let's see what it says over here in, you know, by verse number 9. What it says in Proverbs 9:9 there, mother, D.F. Israel, 9:9, what it say?
Right. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man or woman, and he or she will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the same book. I mean, but down the road a piece, and Ecclesiastes, the regular book, and look at verse 7, yeah. Verse 1. So otherwise, we come humble. We know you might have all the education in the world, but Yahweh chose his ministry to show you what you need to know to be on his side of the track. One thing about it, we come humble to help you understand one thing. We must return back to Yahweh the way he got it written to receive our blessings. Ecclesiastes, regular book 7, verse 1 says what?
Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth.
That's it. So you said, I'll just say one thing, a good name. Just make sure one thing. Like you see, you always hear about Abraham, Isaac, and Israel that comes in the name of YHWH. That's a good name. That's why you hear their names all the time. And I'm telling you something, Barstow Truth Life going to be a name that's going to be sticking in the known world until the return of Yahweh. Because he's going to tell us 21:20, he's going to tell us 21:25. He's going to tell us, Mother, D of Israel, Matthew 21:25. Let's see what he's going to tell us. Matter of fact, pick verse 23, make it sound good. 21,
Matthew what? 21,
pick it verse 23, okay. 24, and 25. See, a good name is going to take care of his business. So if you say to you always trying to be a hell raiser, a backbiter, a murmur, complainer, that's not going to be good in the eyes of Yahweh. The Bible going to stand whether we rock it or not. Matthew 23. Verse
23
out of verse 25, what
does
it say?
Matthew 21, verses 23 to 25, verse 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority? Verse 24. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. 25. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? Yeah.
So y'all don't know, well, where y'all coming from? Where we come from is his vow. That's where we coming from. 85 verse 11, the closing statement. 85
to
11, a
psalm.
A psalm. We ain't coming from none of your institution. We coming from the word Psalms 85 verse 11 and a closing statement. We not coming from no part of what Yahweh has gave us to bring to the table. Mothers, the brothers, the elders, we bring you just as Yahweh. It's up to you to take heed because you can't see our name on your record book. My name ain't on your record books. Because we got an 85-11 and a closing statement saying, what did it say, 85-11, a closing statement?
Psalms chapter 85, verse 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. I want to read. Okay. I want to read Ezekiel 37, verses 3 and 4 and 11, if I can get to it. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 37. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahuwah, thou knowest. In verse 4. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of Yahuwah. Verse 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole family of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But you got a ministry to show you your part. Take heed to
after that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. We just gonna go straight to the line because we got so many memos on the table, so we just gonna find out what's going on in the room, and we'll get this broadcast running. So let's swing down on the international side and see exactly what's going on. Who all join us for another episode? This is the second, the third day of the same day, the eighth day. Some information we got to bring out and wrap up this eighth day. Very important. And remember one thing, if you want to come in and listen to the broadcast, you go to Google True Name Teachers, YH. True Name Teachers, YHWH Radio Live, and you can catch a live broadcast. And you put in past show, you catch the past show. If you want to come in on conference line, you dial 319-527-6065. That's how you come in to bear witness to his record-breaking ministry. By name, my name is Seer Israel of Seer Royal. This is the third day of the eight-day feast. We're trying to wrap up all the information pertaining to that to get you to this eighth day to understand how important it is. If you make it to the eighth day, you definitely will not be a fool. No fools going to be in the eighth day, not in the kingdom. All right, good enough. So we got that part out the way. So let's throw down and see who all join us on the third day of the eighth day that we got to wrap it up. So let's go on the international side and see exactly how many international countries have logged in for this episode. And it reads on the international side, it reads 195 international countries. So international countries, they ready to go. They ready to go. Now once they become a dual, but that's not a hand of Yahuwah. Remember one thing, you here, once you become a dual, that's what time it is. Now, we're going back to a flashing live online class and see how many in the room with your computer phones all connected. One total flashing, 46985, 46,985. You might ask me a question, how many of you think is pro B-O-T-T-Y in this room right now? Well, it's 46,985. I'll say pro B-O-T-T-Y, I'll say five. I mean, if you ask me a question, five. I take the sure number, five. And that's the way I see it. Because I'm telling you something, ain't nothing glamorous about this. You're not going to get no pats on the back. You get a pat on the back. Remember, a pat on the back is only six inches from a kick in the rear end. So I go with five. Good enough, enough said on there. We're going by my main man, Mr. Tibbs. We give all the introductions in later. We'll go find Mr. Tibbs and get a blessing on another fine audience. 46,985. So let's go get a blessing for the room. Let's even find Mr. Tibbs and let him put a blessing on a nice episode. And then we'll bring in teachers readers all over the country. So when you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Brother Israel, L.C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Mr. Tibbs, I'm looking at a fine audience again. This thing is 46,985 is flashing, Mr. Tibbs. So evidently, the blessing must be getting over to them all. So let's go hear one of these powerful blessings. You on the clock, come on.
Jolene, I would just start out by giving us a general blessing by saying, Yahweh be with your brother Seer. And Yahweh bless all the people attending tonight's broadcast, and especially the new attendees that want to hear something. We're here because we want to give you something, not only to hear the word, but to be doers of the word. What I would like to say is that as long as you continue to rehearse the righteous act, which is mentioned in the book of Judges and 1 Samuel, you will be doing just what Yahweh requested. At this moment, I will turn it back over to our brother C. Israel, and I would like to say once again, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mr. Tibbs. Now, Mr. Tibbs, he gets in where he fit in. That's the game. See, remember one thing. The common goal is to do one thing. Just come together as one, because Yahweh's son had a mission to do that his father told him about. That's enough to say on that. We'll see which way it goes. So remember one thing. You got to get in where you fit in, S.C. Roy. This is some information that you need to have in the hand of your loved ones if you decide to sleep on it. Make sure your loved ones understand that it's going to come a day that everything will be revealed. And he said, a lot of stuff going to be revealed by fire. Enough said on that. We're going to bring in teachers readers all over the country. And we're going to look for Top of the Heat to lead off, man, see if we can bring him in and get this broadcast running. When you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, signifying Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh beat you there, I see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're just going to run straight to Luke 12:12. We're going to get it going on because we don't know what we got to work with, but we got to find out what to take to work with. Third episode of this species, Information Highway, we must exhibit. So I tell you what, let's get the game changer in our favor. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel deliver.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour the same."
That's right, Brother Yahdai Israel. In that very same hour, it will teach you what you ought to say. Never speak your own words. Now, and Yahweh the Son made a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What he says in the 23rd chapter, verse 34. He made a profound statement, and I want to see how we're going to analyze this statement. Luke 23:34, Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Luke, chapter 23, verse number 34 reads, Luke 23, verse 34, "Then said Yahweh the Son, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast, and they parted as remnants and cast lots."
He said, "Forgive them, Father, because they do not know what they're doing." But see, this forgiveness is going to come out because he's going to send a watchers, warners. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." He said, "Forgive them." So now. But then after he told him forgive him, he was on the rehearsing the righteous act because Jeremiah, he made a profound statement somewhere in his book there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what he says behind that. He said, "Forgive them because they know not," because something they didn't do when he sent out for something. Let's see what he did. Let's see why he said, "Forgive them for what they know not what they're doing." Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16 And we'll pick up verse 13 down to verse 21. Let's see what he's talking about. Forgive them because he woke the seers up early to bring you this message. Let's see what was said in Jeremiah chapter 16, 13 through 21. Brother Yahdai Israel, do look.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse number 13 through 21 reads, Jeremiah 16, verse 13, therefore I will cast you